over the last 17 years. We get nothing, nothing out of it, nothing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare, loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be a really short
announcement. No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a health care program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's health care bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Sherry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The Mexican government says it already deported 400 people who were part of a caravan of illegal immigrants crossing its territory on a journey from Central America to the United States. But it says it's up to the American officials, not Mexicans, to stop them from getting into the United States. Brandon Judd is with the National Border Patrol Council. He joined Fox News to talk about just how crazy this is.
What you're looking at is you're looking at a Mexican government agency that is helping these people come to the United States and enter the United States illegally. If these people were really seeking asylum, why not just seek asylum in Mexico? Why not seek asylum in Canada? Everybody knows that Canada's not going to let them stay. Mexico's not going to let them stay.
Fox News Channel continues to reign supreme in the cable news realm, as Fox was the top-rated cable news network in both daytime and primetime viewing for 65 consecutive quarters, or over 16 years. That's according to Nielsen Media Research numbers that were released today. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline rose by 4 cents a gallon last week to an average of $2.66. That's according to Gas Buddy. The price rose by more than 12 cents a gallon over the last month and nearly 33 cents a gallon over the past year. Oil analysts are saying the prices are high due to scheduled maintenance on rigs, along with the switch from the winter to summer grade fuel. The man who designed a water slide that killed a young boy at a Kansas City amusement park 2 years ago is in custody. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The water slide was certified the tallest in the world by the Guinness Book of World Records. Now the man who designed it, John Schooley, has been arrested at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport after returning home from China on Monday night to surrender to authorities. He was indicted last week on charges of second-degree murder and aggravated endangerment of a child. The charges coming after 10-year-old Caleb Schwab suffered a deadly neck injury on that water slide in 2016 at the Schlitterbahn Water Park.
This year, your taxes have to be filed by April 17th. It's moved back because of a holiday in the District of Columbia. What if you actually owe the IRS money and owe taxes? Well, Dave Ramsey, he's the CEO of Ramsey Solutions Incorporated. He says, you want to get things squared away with the IRS ASAP.
You do not want to put anyone ahead of the KGB, I mean the IRS. They have unlimited power to mess with your life, and they charge a lot of interest and a lot of penalties. So we always put them first.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HuntertonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Wayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, is calling out President Donald Trump's authorization to launch a precision missile strike last week in Syria as a, quote, illegal military act, slamming the administration for not coming to lawmakers on Capitol Hill to first seek congressional approval to carry out such a strike. It was pointed out earlier to Senator Kaine that President Obama did the exact same thing in Libya. And the senator's response?
It is true, and I criticized President Obama. I mean, we're friends, but when he went into Libya without a congressional vote, House Republicans criticized him, and I did too. When he wanted to use missile strikes against Syria for using...
Good afternoon. This is Joe Peters, and we're going to get started with Real Estate Matters in just a few. And while we take those few, I'm going to put on first the weather, and then we're going to come back and tell you about a few of our paid commercials. Hang right in there.
Died at the age of 74. You are listening to USA Radio News.
This is Georgine.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So we're back with the weather forecast. Today is the 3rd of April, and it's going on a little after 4 o'clock, and here's what the weather says. Right now it's raining. I can tell you that because I just walked in. Accurate weather forecast. Looks like it's going to be 41 overnight, and then tomorrow we're going to have a shower or a thunderstorm, but up to 64. And then mainly clear and breezy, and then on Thursday it's going to be 46 with a partly sunny and breezy day. So it looks like we're coming out of it. It could get cold enough Thursday night for a snowflake, into Friday with some rain, into Saturday with 45, into Sunday with 50, both sunny days. Hopefully the snowy stuff is gone and it's over and we're not coming back, but time will tell. It's been sort of an unpredictable late winter, hasn't it? Going to go to a few paid commercials and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters, and I appreciate you tuning in and being so patient with us as we got set up. I am a realtor servicing both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, and my areas of expertise are residential real estate. I help people to achieve their goals and dreams in residential real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. Been doing this for 15 years. I'm with Coldwell Banker and have helped hundreds of people buy and sell their houses over that period of time. So once a month, I do a monthly real estate market conditions newsletter. I go through the highlights of it the first Tuesday of each month. And if you would like to get a copy of this, you go to my site, jpeters.com, J-P-E-T-E-R-S.com, and go to market updates, and you'll see there's a version for Hunterdon County, and there's a version there for Somerset County. I also do several other Somerset County suburbs, such as Canal Walk, Warren Township, and Bridgewater. So thank you for tuning in. It's an interesting market. The flowers are out, and when the flowers come out, so do the customers. And the customers come out from a buying viewpoint. They've sort of been out all winter, except for the very cold and icy days. And the sellers come out and put their houses on the market, which makes the buyers sort of have happy feet. And we get enough inventory to please all the market demand. Right now, we're very constrained with inventory. We're especially in the popular price points, the below 400 in Hunterdon County, below 500 in Somerset County, that's 500K each. Those markets are very, very active, and the houses that are clean, the clean inventory goes almost the day it comes on. The reason we don't have enough inventory, we went over this last month, but just for those of you who may not tuned in, the move-up buyers aren't moving up. They used to buy that one last big, what we used to call mega mansion, before they downsized, and we're finding that they're really not doing that at this point in time. They're viewing the mega mansion as not a good investment anymore. A lot of them got hurt with the financial crisis that we went through between 2005 and 2010-12 before it ended. Secondly, there's a lot of restrictions on entry-level housing, and as a result of that, we're not building very much free market entry-level housing. We are building some affordable housing, which means you're income restricted and only certain people can buy, and that's state mandated. But when you talk about free market, it means anybody can buy the house regardless of what they earn, and we're not building a lot of that. Just think about it. We used to have a lot of townhouses and condos going up. I live in the Beaverbrook area. There's about 8 subdevelopments along the Beaverbrook area built over the years. Nothing like that's gone up in a while. I understand we're going to be putting up some affordable housing, which is income restricted, but I still haven't heard of any new condo and townhouse developments going in the sub 400 range, which is where our market really is. So we're constrained with inventory. So let me tell you what's going on. First things first, it is very active. I have several new listings that have just come on, and I have a lot of buyers looking in those active areas that I mentioned. And today is the 3rd of April. We're talking about results for the end of March. And based on the last full month's contract statistics show approximately 4 months of inventory. Normal is about 4 to 6, so it's on the low edge of normal. If you get down to 3 months, we get into price wars. It's really good for the sellers, not for the buyers. And if you get above 6, we get into pressure on pricing, and it's really good for the buyers, not for the sellers. But between 4 and 6 is a normal inventory range, 4 months of inventory. And by that we mean if you got 10 houses on and in the last 30 days, 3 of them went under contract, we've sold 3 out of the 10. We have about 3 1/3 months worth of inventory. So that's how we get to how many months of inventory we have. In the last 30 days, under contract in March, 144 houses in Hunterdon County. And newly listed at the same time, we had 186, up from 144 the prior month. So we had a nice increase, almost a 1/3 increase. And then at the same time, we listed 230 new properties. So those will probably be being sold between April and May. We're looking at an average days on market right now of somewhere around 68. So it's taking a little over 2 months to get a house under contract today. And of the houses that we sold, 74% of the houses were under $500,000. 26% were over $500,000. That's, you add those two together, you get to 100. But 3%, very small amount, was above 700,000. And we've been seeing that number get smaller and smaller over time because of two things. People aren't moving as far west as they used to. People aren't wanting to have as large of a house as they used to. And as a result, that end of the inventory, only 6 houses in total in all of Hunterdon County, sold over 700,000 last month. That used to be 2 and 3 times that amount.
a little bit of that from not knowing what the income tax situation is, but as more and more people get to talk to their accountant, they're coming back with smiles on their face. Unless you're in the stratosphere on income. And by stratosphere, I mean you're single and you're earning $400,000 and own a $1 million house. That's about where it starts to affect you. Or if you're a married couple earning $750,000 between you and you have a $1,500,000 house, that's where these new tax laws start to affect you. Other than that, you're breaking even. And the reason you're breaking even is all you're hearing is a lot of negative about what went up. The income tax, mortgage, and tax deductions have changed. You can only claim so much mortgage interest. You can only claim so much tax deduction. But at the same time, all the tax tables slid down, so they offset that. And you have to get up to those higher end, I'd say it's the upper 1% of our residents in Huntington County before you're getting hurt. So people are finding that out. Actually, in the month of January, we didn't sell anything over 750. In February, we sold two or three, and in March, we sold six, and hopefully next month, it'll be higher than that. But as people start to understand the situation, they're starting to get back into the market and say, okay, it doesn't affect me, but I had to talk to my accountant first, and that's what we're going through. So if we take a look, our average list price, these were the houses that we put on the market, the 230 that came on last month. Our average list price was $514,000. And once again, these statistics are all available on my site, jpeters.com, under market updates. So we listed houses at 514, but we sold houses at about 340. That's about 35% less than what we're listing them at. So you say, well, why is that? Well, there's a couple of factors here. People get aggressive in a listing and try it a little bit higher than it really is worth. We really advise people not to do this, but it still happens. And it needs a couple of price adjustments before it gets down to where it really sells. Plus, what we're listing now is going to sell in 68 days based on these numbers. And in 68 days, that number will probably come up because we're going to be out of the lower priced inventory and people are going to be saying, you know what, I got to get in here before the interest and prices go up, and it happens. So we're pretty good shape up until you hit a 600 to 700,000 market. It's got about a 6 month supply. The 700 to 800,000 market's got about a year supply. The 8 to 9 has about a 2 year supply. We didn't do any business in the 900s last month, and we sold one house over $1 million. And we have 61 houses on the market. That's easy math. We have 61 months supply based on that one house. Now, that may be an abnormal or an anomaly month, but last month, one house, 12 new ones got listed. We have 61 on the market. We have quite a bit of inventory up there. Now, we take the same thing. That was by price point. We take it by town, and we take a look to see what towns are doing the best. Well, I'll tell you without even looking at it, Raritan, Reddington, Clinton Township, those areas are our hot spots. They always sell half of our inventory in that area. Doesn't matter as far as people wanted to move and still go back to New York. You get out into Alexandria and Holland, it falls off. You get up into the Lebanon and Bethlehem areas, it falls off. You get down into the Amwells, and it falls off. Over towards the rivers, the French towns and Milfords. But our really hot areas were Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township. And those areas in our, I'm just looking for statistics on it, in our market sold a total of, give me a second to find the right page, 50% of our sales last month. So it's our free hot spots, and they always happen. But for every yin, there's a yang. So there's some areas that we didn't sell anything last month. And let me just run through those. We sold nothing in Milford. We sold one or two in Califon, Franklin, Frenchtown, Glen Gardner, Lebanon Borough, Stockton, West Amwell. So we have some towns that aren't doing so well, but there's still a market. It's like there's none. They're just not selling as fast as the hot spots. Frenchtown, year supply of inventory. Glen Gardner, 13 months supply of inventory. I have a lot of town, I should say, condos up there, and that's affecting that. Everybody else is in pretty good shape other than Tewksbury. I don't know why. Tewksbury is the first spot as you come into Hunterdon County, but it contains some of our upper-end inventory. And it of 81 houses in Tewksbury, we sold 20. Of 81 houses, we sold 3, and that gives us a 27-month supply. So what we really need to do is take your price point in your town and take a look at what's moving in comparison to what your house would sell for. So when I go out to help somebody sell their house, this is a big investment to them. So I'm very careful in trying to get the numbers straight for them. I take a look at what has sold that is in similar attributes, about 5 years to either side on the age, same amount of bathrooms, same amount of garage spaces, same amount of square foot, same amount of bedrooms. And I'm saying, here's 3 or 4 that were just like yours that have sold over the last 6 months. Sometimes that's easier and sometimes it's not easy, because if you have a very particular house, it may be hard to comp. And when that happens, I have to say, okay, the only ones I have, yours is a 3-bedroom, this is a 4-bedroom, so I'm going to take the square footage off of their sale price and adjust it so you can see if it only had 3, what it probably would have sold for. Then I also take what's on the market. So day one, here's what you're going to compete against. And I try to find 3 or 4 sales that all, and I also try to stay within a mile of the house, the subject property that we're talking about. And I take your house, what similar houses have sold for, and your house versus what it's going to compete against. In some cases, those houses are open, having open houses. You can go over and take a look at them and get a good feel for it. But you've got to price your house competitively. You want to get the most money for it, but you've got to be within reason, because just because you think it's worth, it doesn't mean that's what it's worth. It's what the market thinks it's worth. And all I can bring to your house is the market. So you, as a seller, get to sell your price, set your price. But I, as your agent, working for you and you exclusively, help you go through some statistics to understand what similar houses have just sold for and what other similar houses on the market for, so that we don't come in at this level and find out the market's down here. And then we have to adjust down, and that's what we see in some cases. So I always say when I go through these statistics, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening, and then I'm going to go back and tell you why it's happening. At the same time, I also talk about Somerset County. Somerset County doesn't hit that 700,000 mark and stop. Somerset County has sold above 700,000. I'm adding them up as we talk. 75 houses. They sold 23 over a million. We sold 1 over a million. Somerset County is a totally different market. Now, you may say, why is it a totally different market? It's closer to New York. Somerset County is where people want to live in today's thinking. In 10 years ago, 20 years ago thinking, Hunterdon County, the extra 5 miles, 10 miles wasn't that bad. But people today are thinking in their mind, I want to be near mass transportation. We don't have that in Hunterdon County. And I want to be within 15 miles of work. And we don't have that in Hunterdon County unless you're only going to Somerset County to work. So if they're going all the way back to New York, they're looking for a town with a train station in it or good bus service, and are looking to be on the other side of 287, which is about where they're stopping. So that's why our market is off and theirs is doing so well. It's a different mindset. So let's go through the drivers so we can have an understanding here of what is happening. Home purchase demand for the first 2 months in 2018, once again, this is all on my site under market reports. Just go to where it says blog, and under blog, it's going to say market updates, jpeters.com. In 2018, first 2 months, we reached a record representing a 2% increase over the same period the prior year. And the prior year was a record over the year before that. So regardless of us not having enough inventory, we're going to get to that, we're still selling everything we have. We're selling more than last year and more than the year before. The effect of the new Jobs and Tax Act, and it is two parts. It's called tax and jobs. There's taxing and there's jobs, has yet to be understood and comprehended. And it's got a little bit of digestion time ahead of it before everybody's in place on it. But I think you're looking at 2 weeks from now, you'll have your taxes filed. By then, you'll have seen what last year was all about, and you'll be starting to look at this year. And if you're going to a tax accountant, they typically will do a forecast for this year, and you'll understand that, hey, it's not so bad. I'm probably, if unless you're into the 400,000 level, which a lot of us aren't, not going to be impacted by the new tax act. But the impact that you'll have will be a minus impact. In other words, you'll be paying less taxes, not more taxes. Our activity is concentrated under the 400K market here in Hunterdon County. As I said, 75% of our business was under 500K. But the closer you get, we did a lot of houses below 400,000. Everything below 500 and below has been 3 or 4 months supply. That's where the demand is because that's where the first-time buyers are, and that's where the trade-up buyers that the first-time buyers buy from are as well. First-time buyers buying in the 200 to 400, second-time buyers buying in a 300 to 500 range is typically where all our business is at. At the same time, the number of homes being offered for sale in New Jersey remained low and recently decreased and went in the wrong direction. The supply decreased by 4,500 homes compared to a year ago. We currently have 37,000 fewer homes than we had on the market in 2011. If you looked at the numbers, we have half the houses we used to have on the market. So people putting their house on the market in the right price point, in the right town, that are clean, are finding they're sold almost immediately as long as they haven't priced right. Current unsold inventory now sits at 4.1 months in New Jersey, and it was 4.7 months a year ago. So an average house is off the market within 4 months. Not every house, the average house. And we have an acute shortage because of the reasons I mentioned. People are moving up. We're not building bottom-level inventory. And the clean stuff is going because we have more buyers than we have sellers. So it's a great time to sell your house if you're in that price point. Hunterdon County itself has 12% less inventory than a year ago, as does Somerset County. And both have 24% less than 2 years ago. The fear of increasing interest rates is driving the market. And the Fed has slightly tightened things up. They had what they called quantitative easing for the last couple of years, where they would buy a lot of mortgage and inventory-based, I should say, real estate-based securities. They've sort of eased that easing, and as a result of not buying so much by easing it, the interest rates have drifted up 0.6 of a point since the first of the year. So let's use round numbers. 0.5 since the first of the year. Probably going to see another 0.5 before the end of the year. And if that happens, if we merely went from 4% to 5%, you lost almost 10% of your buying power. That's a shock to a lot of people because if you could offer a $400,000 to $500,000 house at 4%, you can only afford a $450,000 house at 5%. And that means I'm getting a lot less for my money. At the same time, that value of the houses went up 3.5% last year in general. I will tell you most houses over 600K did not go up at all. So all of the houses under 500 went up a little more than 3.5, probably more like 4 or 5%. And the houses between 500 and 700 probably went up a percent or two. And stuff over 700 barely went up at all, might have even went down. But the net result is you lost 10% of your buying power because interest rates went up. You lost another 5% of your buying power because house prices went up. And you combine the two, you used to be able to afford a $500,000 house. 15% off, and you can only afford a 4.25. You get a lot less house for your money. National job front, good news. We are putting jobs on. 4.1% unemployment, it's the lowest it's been in 18 years, and the claims are the lowest in 44 years. And we added 550,000 jobs in January and February. And if that holds true, we'll put 2.6 million jobs on this year versus 2.2 last year. Last month, we had 330,000 when they were expecting 200,000 jobs to come on, And the surprise was 69,000 of the difference was all in construction. That's good news because those are jobs that are creating jobs. We're starting to see the effect of the jobs part of the Jobs Act, and it's a very positive effect. Even in New Jersey, where we had 5.1% while the nation had 4.1% last month, we are now down to 4.6% unemployment, and that's good news. We added 31,000 jobs in New Jersey in the first 2 months of the year. Last year, we added roughly 50,000 all year. So think of those numbers. If we were to sixfold to 30, we'd put in 180,000 jobs and versus 50,000 last year. Almost a 3.5-to-1 improvement. So all of that is good news. Some of it is good news in a funny sort of way in that we don't have enough of certain things, like we don't have enough houses, but we have enough money, and that's the important part because the opposite has been in the case in other economies. So right now we're moving in the right direction if things are happening where we would like to see them happening. The rental market trends. It is almost impossible to find a rental in a one-bedroom in Hunterdon County. I know I don't have my computer with me, but 2 months ago I looked it up while I was on the air, and we had like 13 rentals available in the whole county. Not just me, not just my office, everybody, every agency, 13 rentals available when we typically have a couple of hundred available. We're sitting at a 2.5% vacancy rent level, and statewide we're at 3.5%. The country is sitting at 4.5%. So we're at half what the country is at because the jobs are starting up. People need a place to live, and the rentals are going very quickly. Get up to the two-bedroom market, it gets a little soft, but the one-bedroom market is very, very active. What's happening is those guys that have been living with mom and dad while they got back on their feet, they got out of college, there was no work, or they went to work and then got laid off, they're now getting out of mom and dad's house and going out looking for a rental. And in a lot of cases, I just went through it with a guy this week, we're still talking, in a lot of cases, it's cheaper to buy than to rent. And we're taking a look at that. So the Tax Act is still getting sorted out. Although it's too early to tell, these areas will impact real estate. In New Jersey, they're sure to have some effect, and it's going to be at the high end. New Jersey is one of the highest tax states in the union, and our home values are also subject to the highest taxes. How this affects each of us on an individual basis needs to be better understood, and there is some trade-offs such as higher deductions and overall lower income brackets. By the time we talk next month, this is going to be pretty well sorted out. And it's gotten a lot better sorted out since last month. So we're going in the right direction there, too. Obviously, the higher income luxury market is probably the most at risk. But how this affects the overall incentive to buy a house is still unfolding. By the way, the average house price in all of New Jersey is $330,000. Hunterdon and Somerset have some of the more expensive real estates. Our average prices are above it. But $330,000, those people are not going to be affected by these tax cuts. So the average person, twice the average, three times the average, is not going to be affected. It's only the people in that upper percentage bracket. So let's just do a recap. That's what's happening. Here's why it's happening. 2017, seventh straight year of 2 million plus job gains. We're going in the right direction, guys. Although improving in 2018, the New Jersey job situation has been declining for the past 2 years. But January and February showed a really good turnaround. At percentage of unemployment, New Jersey, and we're sitting at 4.6%, is still above the 4.1% of the nation. The best paying and most attractive jobs are in New York City. As we sit here in Hunterdon County, that's about 50 miles from us. Interest rates have already risen 0.5% in recent months and are forecasted to go up another 0.5%, taking 10% off your buying power. House prices are rising at the same time, especially in the popular price points. 3+% overall, probably 5% in the popular price points, and probably less than 1% above 500, and probably no gain at all above 600. The baby boomers are choosing to stay put. They're not trading up. They're not buying that last house. And as a result, their house isn't for sale. And as a result, the person that would be moving up and buying their house is having difficulty finding what they're looking for. That's leading to a shortage of inventory. And there is no, absolutely zero, entry-level housing being built other than affordable housing, which is what we call income-restricted. So you have to earn below a certain amount in order to buy entry-level housing. And every time we put up a new development, part of it's got to be entry-level housing, and that's one of the reasons we're not putting up new developments. We're sorting that out. And I hear some really great things happening in Clinton Township in Clinton, but I think it's happening in all the other towns. They're the only two that I've talked to recently. So we're going to come out of it, but for right now, we're short on the very popular inventory price points. Foreclosures are on the decline. We used to be number one. We were number one in the nation for like 5 years. We dropped to number two, and Florida has taken it over. And a lot of that's the hurricane-related problems in Florida. There's also very, very strong confidence that the new tax and jobs cut will further stimulate the economy with more jobs. We're seeing it already. We saw it last month. Expected 200,000 jobs, got 330. That is wonderful. First 2 months of the year, we put on 550, I think was the number I told you, a lot of jobs in the first 2 months of the year, and that's good news. What we need to do is find a place for these people to live. So, changes in lifestyle. This is another thing that's affecting what's going on. If we take a look at what's happening lifestyle-wise, the average age at marriage is now probably late 30s, about 7 years higher than it used to be just 10 years ago. So we used to be somewhere around 28, 29. Most people got married. Most marriages happened around that point in time. Now it's happening more like 36, 37-year-old. So we've lost about a half a generation of growth. Families are usually having only one or two children. Very expensive. Daycare in a 20,000-plus category right now. For a lot of reasons, people are having fewer children. One of its expense. The second is it's easier. Not a comment on society. It's just a fact not to have children the way today. It's easier today to plan your parenting a lot better. 65% of all New Jersey households, 65% of every house in New Jersey, 6.5 out of 10 do not have a child of school age in it. 50% don't have two people in it. So demand for larger houses has diminished. And as a result of the job situation, the buyers are gravitating to areas within 15 to 20 miles of New York, which is the other side of 287. And builders are still being jurisdicted. By that I mean you cannot put up a small house on a 2 or 3 acre piece of property. You typically have to put up something like 3,200 square foot where the market isn't there the way it once was. We still have people that want those houses. We still have people that want to have the large houses we've already built. We just don't have as many of those people, and the number's getting smaller. So the buyers are thinking about luxury high-rises, and the builders are thinking about 4-bedroom center hall colonials. The buyers are thinking about being near mass transportation so they get into New York City in under a half hour. And we have no mass transportation in Hunterdon County other than bus service, which is not what I would consider home run into New York. You're going to get up and take about an hour on a good day without any traffic till you get to the bus lanes and shoot into New York. So that leads us to market conditions. Consumer confidence remains extremely high nationwide based on the jobs and the stock market increases. Now the stock market's hit a couple of bumps in the last few weeks, but it'll come back. The confidence is reflected in our buyer traffic, which is up at our open houses. But because we don't have as much inventory, we don't have as many open houses, and as a result of that, it could be even higher yet. Millennials are making about a quarter of our current homeowners, and there's plenty of room. We could sell 2 to 3 times to the millennials than we're selling today if we had the inventory. We have half the inventory we had in 2011, 7 years ago. We have, 28% less than we had 2 years ago. Central New Jersey's trend for 2016 and 17 shows surge in home sales, but prices only on houses clustered under a half a million were first-time buyers, and millennials were focused, rose, but mostly above that, hardly rose at all. The 600-plus market holds steady to diminishing slightly, depending on your location and your price point. Often a $600,000 house goes on the market and it's competing with what used to be a 700 because they had difficult getting it. So the other house looks like a better market. And if at very best, it sells first. And if there's a lot of them, that's all it sells. And your 600 never gets sold. You get the price down to the 500s. So that escalator effect is there, that the houses above you are not moving as fast as you would like to see yours move, and as a result, yours is moving very fast at all either. Minimal new construction and lack of low-entry households adding additional value to current inventory. So what does that mean? All we have to sell is current houses, and as a result of no new ones being built or very few, and absolutely none at the entry level, those houses are selling for more. So it's good news. It's a great time to put your house on the market. The problem is, where are you going to go? And that's why there's not a lot of houses on the market. 5-year forecast is saying probably about 4% per year on houses, 20% over the next 5 years. And we're sitting with 26% less inventory than 2 years ago, 12% less than just a year ago, and half of what we had 7 years ago. In 2017, the prices rose, averaging just over 3.5%. Depends where you're at, and depends what your price point was. 2018 promises to be almost as strong, not considering the tax impact, but it's starting to look like the tax impact will not be negative. Mortgage delinquency is normalizing. We were going into foreclosures faster than any other state in the nation. A lot of it was our storm-damaged areas and our shore areas, which really got hit bad with the storm. That's over with. We're seeing that at current trends, we dropped from the 70,000 to the 60,000 filing forecast this year. We will probably be back to a normal foreclosure rate in the next couple of years. So that's almost over. All those for sale, not for sale by owners, but the houses that were short sales, the houses that were bought out by the bank and became bank sales, eventually, one by one, they're getting sold off and not as many new ones are coming on. So here's the forecast, not only as I see it, but from what I'm learning. The economy will continue to prosper. Interest rates will continue to climb. Home prices will rise another 3%+ next year. Supply will remain tight. Many new jobs will result from the Tax and Jobs Act, leading to more demand for housing. Some decrease in home ownership could result in a rising of the standard deduction. Okay, what does that mean? You used to get the luxury of having an itemized deduction when you had mortgage interest. Now, so that was a reason to buy the house. If I bought the house, part of what I pay every month is an interest deduction. Now, your standard deduction doubled, which is good news. But not good news necessarily for people that want to sell you their house, because you don't need to buy the house the way you needed to in order to get that. You're going to get it automatically. So there's not such a incentive to buy the house that there once was for an income tax deduction or the tax shelter, as we used to call it. some high-end fallout will result because of the SALT and the mortgage interest charge changes in the tax law. The commercial real estate market will flourish as a result. And midterm elections, we just don't know. I mean, if anybody can tell me what's going to happen midterm and what the result of what will happen will be, they got a, two crystal balls, not one. People in their homes over 10 years. Interesting. A lot of people didn't sell. We usually turn our house over three or four times in your life. You will sell a house by another. It's usually dictated by a life event. More children. Older children went to school. Divorce, death, lifestyle change. I know Marilyn and I had a big 4,000 square foot house in Clinton Township, and we sold it. We just didn't need that big of a house, and we were seeing the prices diminish back in the 2008, 2009, 2008, 2009 area, and we went into a townhouse. And our lifestyle changed, and a lot of people's lifestyle changes. That's where these high-rise rentals are coming from. If you go over into just where the Lebanon, borough of Lebanon exit is on 78, there's something there. It's either Presidential Place or Palace. I never get it right. There's four or five high-rises in there. All of those high-rises, almost all of those high-rises, are people who sold their house and are now renting because they're not ready to retire yet, but they didn't want the maintenance of their house. That lifestyle is changing. And the people have been in their house over 10 years and didn't sell it when they probably would have under normal conditions have got an astronomical amount of equity built up, almost more than they believe. So when they take a look at it, they say, well, what am I going to do with all this equity? I could borrow money against the house and pay off the summer house. That income tax deduction probably isn't there anymore, so there's incentive there. In other words, you could claim the main house's income up to tax up to $750,000 of mortgage value. So if you had a summer house that was $250,000 and a main house that was $750,000, but you only borrowed $500,000 on it, you'd borrow up to $750,000 on it, pay off the $250,000, now it's all tax deductible. It's just a loophole, but that's the way it works. So people realize they have a lot of equity. They decide to use the equity to either to pay off other loans that are now no longer tax deductible, another one that's not tax deductible unless you've used it to improve the primary residence it's borrowed against, is your home equity line of credit, or HELOC. The only tax allowable use for HELOC, as I understand it, is for use of upgrade of your home. If you've borrowed it to pay off the summer home, if you borrowed it to buy a new car, if you borrowed it to reduce debt, if you borrowed it to pay off the school, the kids' school expenses, it is not a tax deductible where it used to be. So that's a surprise a lot of people are going to get hit with this year, because they now have to reconsider their tax strategy and their tax shelter strategy because it's changed. So let me net this all out. Once again, my name is Joe Peters. I can be located at 908-238-0118. That's my phone. If you call it right now, this will ring. I usually pick up if I'm not already talking to somebody. I am a residential real estate specialist working both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I work for Coldwell Banker, and I've been doing this for 15-plus years. I sell a couple of dozen houses a year to both buyers and sellers. What I'm seeing happening is things are changing. Not for the good. Not for the bad. They're just changing because our lifestyle has changed. People don't want to live as far from the city as they used to. People don't want to live in big center hall colonials and houses as big as we used to want to live in. People want to live near to mass transportation so that they can get to the city where the jobs are easier. People don't need as much of a house square footage as they used to. We're living in a 2,200 square foot. We used to have a 4,000 square foot. I'll tell you, that out of the 2,200, we don't use a lot of the square feet. So we're witnessing this at all levels. People have changed their lifestyle. They're looking for luxury high rise, near mass transportation. I'll give you a good example of what we're seeing. Downtown Somerville, wasn't the greatest spot in the world 5 years ago, but it's become one. Great restaurants, lots of good retail, 4 luxury high-rise developments going on in downtown Somerville. It's come back. They've turned it around because that's the lifestyle people are looking for. So when you think about living in Hunterdon County, which I will never leave, never say never, but I don't think I will ever leave Hunterdon County. I love the county. It's my lifestyle. It's where I want to be. But you've got to realize that our real estate values aren't as high because our location isn't as sought after as it once was. That's one. Two, if you've got a large Center Hall Colonial on 3 acres, you don't have what people are looking for. The first-time buyers that are buying want to live in Bridgewater, not Hunterdon, and they want a denser population, probably multi-floor condo or townhouse. We're sitting on 3 acres of a Center Hall Colonial. They want to be closer to New York commute-wise and closer to shopping. We don't have either. And they just don't want the square footage and the maintenance that's required on a Center Hall Colonial on 3 acres. So it's affecting our market. And I, as a real estate agent, can help you navigate through this effect and get an understanding of where you sit in the market and, in effect, how to best market your house. So I'm going to be back next week. We're going to have a historian from Raritan, New Jersey, who does the, and I don't mean to massacre his name, but it's Basseline or Basseline. He wrote the book on him, and we're going to talk about World War II and history and how Raritan and Somerset County played into the history. And he's an authority on it. I think you'll enjoy it very much. I know I'm very much into history and World War II. So I look forward to talking to you again next week. And until then, it's Joe Peters signing off. My site is jpeters.com. My number is 908-238-0118. I thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you again next week. Thank you very much.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines jet apparently blew an engine at 30,000 feet and got hit by shrapnel that smashed a window and damaged the fuselage today, killing one passenger and injuring 7 others. Marty Martinez was on the plane. He explains what happened.
All of a sudden, we heard an explosion. And then I come to find out that the engine exploded on the left side of the plane. And then that explosion caused one of the windows to explode and rose 17 of the plane, which is just two aisles over from it.
That audio courtesy of WPVI in Philadelphia. Starbucks trying to tamp down a racially charged uproar over the arrest of 2 black men at one of its Philadelphia stores plans to close more than 8,000 U.S. stores for the next several hours in the next month to conduct racial bias training for nearly 175,000 workers. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A group of children launch a lawsuit against the state of Florida. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Well, they're not all little kids, as they range in age from 10 to 20, but they're suing the state of Florida, the governor, and the Public Service Commission, accusing those Florida leaders of turning a blind eye to climate change and, as a result, endangering their future. That lawsuit in Florida state court is part of a nationwide campaign by a group called Our Children's Trust. The kids claim in their suit that officials have a legal moral obligation to protect future generations from global warming, even if they refuse to call it by that name.
Some IRS computers are experiencing technical difficulties on the deadline day to pay individual income taxes for 2017. That's according to a U.S. tax agency. The Internal Revenue Service didn't specify the extent or cause of the outage and said taxpayers should continue to file returns as usual. This is USA Radio News.
Gonna take